Welcome to the second program in the Shivisi Principle, entitled Defining My Negative Addictions and Challenges. Before we begin our journey in learning to discover all the precious gifts that you will acquire in the Shivisi Principle, we need first to define what you'd like to achieve. What are those negative addictions and challenges you would like to overcome and master through your dvekas, your closeness to Hashem, and the four letters we discussed, the Yud-Kei, Vav-Kei. The best way to define these challenges is through understanding what I call five dimensions of our human experience. You see, there are five ways that we define ourselves, that we define a moment-to-moment experience of life, positive or negative. And these are through our thoughts, our feelings, our physiology, which means what's going on inside our bodies, our behavior, how we act, and our relationships. And we're going to go through each of these areas very quickly to help you begin to define and sort out those areas that are so challenging to you. So I'd like you to start with a sheet of paper, or on your phone if you wish, or on a computer, where you're going to list these five areas of our experience of life. And you'll write each down, and then you'll leave a space, and you'll write down the next. I'll go over them with you, and then you can write down those areas that you really feel challenged by. So the first area, once again, is our thoughts, and then our feelings, our physiology, our behavior, and our relationships. Let's begin with thoughts. We have many thoughts. We have about 50,000 thoughts a day, and some are positive, but many are negative. And many thoughts we do not want to have. They're unwanted. They're distracting. They bring us down. Some people are obsessed with thoughts, and they're paralyzing. So ask yourself, is this an area of my life that I feel challenged by? Do I have negative thoughts about myself or others? Low self-esteem? Worrying? Thoughts of not being perfect, of being obsessed by something which I really don't want to waste my time on. Am I too perfectionistic? Do I have thoughts that I don't want to have because they are immoral thoughts that Hashem doesn't want me to have and I don't want to have? Frightening thoughts, fearful thoughts, whatever they may be. If this is an area of your life which you're struggling with, so under the category of thoughts, write down some thoughts that you feel you're addicted to in a negative way. If this is not the area, then we'll skip over it. You may write something such as, I want to stop thinking about my taxes, or I want to stop having thoughts that are immoral, or angry thoughts, or fearful thoughts. And this will be an area that we will work on. So take a moment. You can stop the recording and write down anything you wish, and then we'll begin again. Now we can go on to feelings. Feelings are much more intense than thoughts. You see, thoughts exist in our mind. feelings are throughout our body. We may have a worrying thought, but it's not paralyzing. When we have a worrying feeling, it's more intense. We feel it throughout our whole being. So I may have thoughts that I don't want to have. Maybe I'm consumed with anger. I don't know how I got there. I don't want to be angry, but I'm challenged by it. Or maybe I have feelings about feeling guilty or low self-esteem. Or maybe I have urges, addictive urges, to gamble, to drink, to smoke, to do things with the opposite sex, to do things that Hashem doesn't want me to do. Maybe I have these feelings, they're so powerful, I don't know how to put them to rest. Maybe I have feelings of loneliness, feelings of sorrow, pessimism. So give this some thought and write down any feelings you may have that you find that you are addicted to, that you've been struggling with for far too long than you would want to. Once again, you can pause the recording until you're finished, and then we'll continue. Now we're going to go on to physiology. What's physiology? Physiology is how our bodies work. If we have a stomach ache, that's physiology. If our heart is palpitating, that's physiology. If we feel a surge of adrenaline, excitement, a rush, that's physiology. If we feel fatigue, tired, overwhelmed, a headache, a stomach ache, that's physiology. Physiology is very much tied into, particularly to physical addictions, but emotional addictions as well. So once again, you can pause the recording and you can write anything you wish in the area of physiology that you would like to work on. The next area we described of our dimensions of life is our behavior, how we behave. Maybe we have outbursts of anger. Maybe we walk around gloomy. Perhaps we're gambling, or we're drinking, or smoking marijuana, taking ayahuasca, other substances, all of which are not good for you. Maybe we overspend, maybe we overeat. Maybe we drive too fast. Maybe we become overly critical. We say Lashon Hara. We insult people. We hurt people. All of these behaviors are unwanted. No one wants to do them. Hashem doesn't want us to do them. It's not the way we want to spend our lives. So here too, if there are any areas of your life that you're addicted to, where you behave in an unwanted way, put them down under this category of behavior. And finally, the final category is our relationships. And we have relationships that are meaningful and that are growing, loving, caring. And sometimes we have relationships with people that are the opposite. They're destructive. They're relationships that we get hurt or we hurt others. They're relationships that keep us going around in circles, always feeling bad about ourselves. Relationships that lead nowhere. Maybe with our spouses, with our friends, with our children, with our parents, with Hashem. So, if you're having difficulty with relationships, once again, this is an area that you can write down and define, describe the difficulty you're having in relationships, the addictions you're having, in not being able to cultivate meaningful and growing relationships. And it may even be with one particular individual, something you know is inherently destructive for you and everyone else, and you want to stop. And this is your addiction. So now that you have described one, few, even many areas that you would like to change, you would like to switch your addiction, we can now decide on what are the primary addictions. What are the primary areas that you would like to begin with? You see, everything you've written, you will want to work on over time. It may take weeks, months, even years, but you'll get it all done. But we have to start somewhere, and let's start with the most primary area of addiction. So maybe it's gambling, maybe it's smoking, maybe it's your anger, maybe it's your depression, maybe it's your anxiety. Whatever it may be, let's define that as the primary addiction you would like to change. And with this in place, we can now begin the program. So I suggest you go over this list, think it through, spend a day or so. You can begin the program immediately or give it some time and think it through. I leave it up to you. And when you feel you have defined your negative addictions and challenges, we can then proceed to learn the Shivisi principle.